You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey, faithful listeners, it's time for the Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that's powered by surge and sleep deprivation. I'm Josh.
I'm Sam.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Samantha.
We have a great show for you. Thank you all for tuning in. Before we get into the news, let's talk about some stuff we've been checking out.
Everybody's looking at me.
We always look at you.
It's hard not to, I understand.
Oh.
I mean, I've been playing some games lately, as usual.
Monster Hunter.
Oh yeah, Monster Hunter Generations came out last week, and I haven't put a whole lot of time into it, but I mean, it's Monster Hunter.
I'm surprised you really like Monster Hunter.
I do really, well, I've been busy. But I mean, it's more Monster Hunter, it's not all that different. It seemed different at first, but it's the same gameplay loop, which I mean, if you like Monster Hunter like I do, that's fine.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, they did add new hunter styles that kind of change up how combat works.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing with the Palico?
Oh, you can play as the Palico now.
Right.
The Palico is this little cat friend you got that follows you around. He helps you in combat. He might heal you if that's the skill he has. But you can play as him now, and they're really good for going out to collect resources instead of fighting. And they run real fast, and when you collect a resource, you don't need the tool to get it if you're the Palico.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to worry about pickaxes or bug nets or whatever. They can just go out there, get the stuff you need, and come back.
Oh, very cool.
And there's specific quests for them, too, if you want to do those. But if you ever wanted to, you know, play as a 3-foot-tall bipedal cat in Monster Hunter, you now have that option.
And I'm sure there are people out there who would love nothing more than to do that. Yeah. Cool. Very cool.
And then new hunter styles, I've only tried the one because it's really cool. It's the aerial style, and it gives you kind of a jump so you can launch yourself off of other monsters onto other monsters. Because it has the mounting thing that the last game had where you can get on a monster's back and just start stabbing the crap out of it and like kind of ride on it a little bit. But now you can, if you have aerial style, you can, it used to be you had to be elevated higher than the monster, so you had to be on like a cliff edge or an outcrop so you can jump up and hit them.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can jump off of other monsters to get that hit in, or other players too. If you're playing multiplayer, you can stand to set people up to jump and mount onto the monster.
Oh, interesting. That sounds cool.
It's really cool. I mean, I like it a lot. I love Monster Hunter. This is another good one. It kind of is the greatest hits of Monster Hunter too. It brings back a lot of the old villages from previous games and some of the monsters from other ones. Some of the more iconic monsters, I guess.
Is it like an anniversary year or something? Or
I don't know. It might be. They haven't made that clear if it
well,
is.
I'm just saying, like, Japan, Japan really loves like their anniversaries of things, and so that's when they tend to do their like callbacks to stuff.
It might be in Japan, but they haven't made it clear with any of their materials in America. There's a lot of DLC of other franchise stuff, too. Coming. I mean, it's not out. There's a Mario quest where you go slay a gorilla.
Oh, cool.
Well, not a gorilla. A gorilla-type monster. You're not going out there and, like, harambeing. That would be nuts if you went out and just literally hunted Donkey Kong, though. I don't think Nintendo would go for it.
You see him, like, in his cave that he all scared.
Yeah, oh, God.
No!
Sieging the treehouse.
and then afterwards you can craft a little hat that looks like the top of his head. And a tie.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, that's what you do in Monster Hunter. You go, you slay monsters, and then you make new equipment out of the monsters.
His tie gives you certain bonuses.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And this got real dark.
Yep.
Other than that, I played Inside, which is the next game by the people who made Limbo, that game where it's all black and white and you're like a silhouette of a kid in the woods.
Mm-hmm. It's a good game.
Yeah.
I like Limbo anyway.
I don't know. It never really did it for me. I know everybody loved it, but it was just a basic puzzle platformer in a neat skin.
Mm.
And Inside plays about the exact same, but with a budget.
Oh, okay.
So it's Limbo that looks really nice.
Oh.
The graphics are pretty nuts, I think.
Yeah, but I put maybe 45 minutes into it, and the story is not abundantly clear. You're a kid.
That's the point.
Yeah, you're a kid running away from some bunch of people who want to kill you.
I feel like this developer really hates children.
Yeah. And it's getting, like, nuts reviews, like 10 out of 10s and whatnot, but it's okay. It's a puzzle platformer. It's nothing groundbreaking, I didn't think. Graphics and animation were really good. And I put maybe another 45 minutes into I Am Setsuna, which is a new Square Enix joint that it's Chrono Trigger. Plays the same as Chrono Trigger.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It's a different story. I'm not far enough in it to really give you a synopsis, but I mean, if you like old school RPGs, this is one, except it looks nice. It's not like one of those RPG throwbacks with pixel graphics. Like, it's pretty. So, you know, if you like Chrono Trigger, definitely check that out.
I'd play if it was mobile.
Yeah. It'd be nice if it was, but we don't get the Vita version because this is America and nobody buys the Vita, so we get PlayStation 4 and Steam.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, I've dominated enough of this.
I haven't done anything this week, to be honest, but I did get a chance to see Ghostbusters, and I think 3/4 of us have, so...
Stop signaling me out!
Okay. Well, you should have saw Ghostbusters! Yeah, you
dropped the ball on that one, man.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get into spoilers or anything, because it's too new, right? But we could talk about, you know, general impressions and stuff. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I loved it.
And I think it was in spirit of the original movies. It was definitely better than Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, I have a soft spot for Ghostbusters 2, I'll be honest. But I definitely think it was as good. And this one seemed like it was kind of a greatest hits of the first two a little bit. Because there were allusions, I guess, to the original two with a twist on them. Yeah. And I like that. I like that a lot. I'm glad it wasn't like a one-for-one just copy and paste.
Oh, yeah. It very much was not. Like, it wasn't... The Force Awakens of Ghostbusters movies.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was a different story, mm-hmm. with a lot of the same beats in it. I didn't care for the villain, if we want to get into that.
The villain, it was Reddit.
More or less. I didn't like that the villain wasn't some sort of paranormal god entity like the other movies, where it's like it's a big deal, non-human kind of...
Well, we saw him become... kind of that.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's something that hasn't been done in the first two, because I think if they would have just gone and if they would have done Gozer, or if they would have done Vigo, or if they would have done something similar to that, they would have drawn too close a comparison to the other two.
Yeah, that's true.
But they had the best of both worlds. They had a new villain that also became a giant town-destroying
monster.
So, you know, I kind of liked it. The actor they had for him, you know, he's...
pretty forgettable, I thought.
A little bit, yeah. But then again, that's that actor, though. Yeah. He's been in a bunch of stuff that I can't tell you because
he's one of
really
those
remember.
Guys that's like you don't remember who they are, but they're in everything.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
He's that guy from that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I think overall the cast did a really good job with everything. I'm glad they gave Leslie Jones, they actually gave her a reason. Because she wasn't one of the scientists, they gave her an actual, like, reason to be on the team, as opposed to Winston Zeddemore.
He just
kind of shows up and answers a ad in a paper. But yeah, I liked it.
I don't think she had to be a Subway person,
that's,
though.
That's one of the problems I kind of had with it.
She could have been, like, a historian. Like, she could have worked at that mansion from the beginning. They could have given her a better job. I don't know.
Stereotyping.
Yeah, she was a pretty big stereotype too a lot of the time. But I mean, it wasn't bad.
No, it could have been still killed it.
Yeah. It could have been better, but it wasn't bad. And the whole cast just gelled together.
Mm-hmm.
They all played off each other really well, which is really important for a Ghostbusters movie, because that's mostly what it's about, is just four weird people bouncing off each other,
mm-hmm.
and fighting ghosts. I will say there was a whole lot of nods to the other movies, which I guess some people found it kind of annoying, but I was just so giddy they were there that I enjoyed them.
Like, yeah.
For as dumb as they might have been, I still got into them.
Yeah, I agree.
Gonna get crap either way if they did a bunch of, you know, nods or not.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. There's no way they could have won. If they didn't do a bunch of nods, where were the nods? And now they did a bunch, and it's like, there's too many. There's no way they were going to win that one.
I feel like with the internet and this movie in particular, it's like a catch-22. It really doesn't matter.
Nope. Yeah. In the end, they weren't going to... Not everybody was going to be happy.
Yeah.
But if you are, like, all... I want to say, if you have your nuts in a twist about this movie, can I say that on the radio?
Why not?
If your nuts are in a twist about this movie, maybe just relax and go enjoy it. It's not bad. Like, there's not this hidden agenda behind it, I don't think. It's just a fun movie. Go watch a fun movie and relax and don't be a butthole. Like, it's like, seriously, it's not this big deal. Like, go see a fun Ghostbusters movie and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Don't cheat yourself out of what is one of the most fun movies this summer, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Just because you're weird. Like, you have weird hang-ups about it. Like, don't, relax. Go have fun at the movies, Ghostbusters.
So, like, you were starting to sound like a political platform there for a second.
Sorry. I feel strongly. I think it's weird that people are cheating themselves out of a good time.
I think it's fantastic that girls this generation get to look up and see, you know, these four women, you know, doing, like, amazing things and getting along.
I agree with that. Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing. I wish I had that when I was little.
You're still little.
Shut up.
Also, Holtzman was the best.
Oh, God.
Holtzman was the best.
She's turning a whole generation of women queer.
Oh, jeez.
Taking every woman's, like, Kinsey scale up a notch. Everyone's claiming they're going to marry her.
She was a great character and just so good. Just good. I can't, like, I don't want to get spoilery about it, but there's an action scene and she just freaking nails it. It's
awesome.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Yep.
They did a great job with the, I would say graphics, but I know it's not the effects, I guess.
Oh, we saw it in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
And the 3D is really good.
We heard online that the 3D was good. We're like, we'll see about that. And it was.
It was really cool. The whole thing is in letterbox, and when the 3D happens, it breaks through the letterbox.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's really cool.
It makes it pop out even more. And I can barely ever see 3D. It only works about, I don't know, a fourth of the time. Mm-hmm. And this movie worked more often than not for me.
That's cool.
Although, because of the letterbox thing, when it didn't work, it looked really goofy. But yeah, if see it in 3D if you can, or if you want to pay the extra cash, because it was...
They obviously took the time to do it interestingly.
Yeah.
All right, well, because I did not see Ghostbusters, you peoples.
That's your own fault. Don't try to slide that on us. That's a mistake you made.
I haven't really done a lot either. I've mostly just kind of been watching cartoons.
Nothing wrong with that.
I went back and I started rewatching the original Pokemon cartoon.
Why?
Because I just forgot how bad it was. It's bad.
It's cheesy though, in a fun way, I think. Because I've watched it not too long ago too. I thought it was stupid fun.
I don't know, man. It's dumb.
Oh yeah.
It's super dumb, and like the four kids editing of it is really bad too.
All my nieces and nephews love it. Every time, like, they're over, they always put it on Netflix. It's weird.
And then, like, I don't know, I think I just watched the episode when Metapod evolves into Butterfree and puts everyone to sleep with the sleep powder in the Beedrill Forest. And I feel like voices changed, like, some point in the series, because everyone sounds weird.
Oh, they
me.
Did. At a certain point, a different company took over. The Pokemon Company International took over the dubbing, and they changed a lot of the... voice actors.
Okay, because like I say, because everything doesn't sound right to me. Like James's voice is kind of weird. Ash's voice is kind of weird.
Ash gets really gravelly toward the later episodes. Sounds like he smokes 12 packs a day.
Well, when you've been on the road as long as he has, it's been a hard
without
road.
Aging. Yeah. It's really tough to not age for 10 years.
20 years.
20 years. It's really hard to stay 10 for 20 years.
We're looking at you, Maggie Simpson. But yeah, I was watching that, and I've been catching up on the brand new episodes of Steven Universe.
Oh, we're
since there is since there is going yeah. since there's going to be new episodes every day for the rest of the summer.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of Stevens.
Well, every weekday. Well,
still,
that's still a lot of Stevens. Yep.
I have seen 2 of the 3 episodes that happened this week because it started this week. There's some good stuff. They did some callbacks, like Marty, Greg's old manager, rolls back through town.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yep. Sour Cream's dad. and he looks old, but he's trying very hard not to look old. Like, there's one point where he says, like, real talk, like, 50 times in, like, 2 minutes.
Is there a lot of onion in that episode?
No, not really.
Aww, that's too bad.
Onion pops up for, like, maybe 2 seconds.
I used to hate Onion, but then they had that episode where Steven goes to Onion's house, and it was hilarious.
Oh, I've seen that one. Yeah, that one's pretty good.
He shows Steven a video of his own birth.
Yeah.
Steven's like, why do you have this? But yeah, you see Onion a little bit. It's actually kind of a good episode because it kind of gives you a little more on Yellowtail a little bit. The fisherman stepped out of Sour Cream.
Oh, yeah.
There's another episode, or actually the one right after that, where Greg, Steven, and Pearl go on vacation to Empire City.
Oh, cool.
Which is basically New York. It's really good. It has a lot of really interesting plot points. Because it focuses a lot on Pearl and Greg's
kind of
weird relationship.
Yeah.
Because the fact they were both in love with the same person, and Pearl can't let go of that.
Because Pearl can't let go of anything.
Nope. Mm-hmm. And then the first episode of the arc was Steven floats, and Steven gets a new power.
Cool.
Steven floats and can't get back down.
Have you watched any of the new Star? There's been new Star episodes.
Has there been new Star? No, I haven't.
And they're good.
They've been really good.
Oh, crap. I didn't even see... That's the one thing that really takes me off. Like, I follow, like, the Star Facebook page, like the official one, and they never update anything on there. It's garbage.
I follow Darren Nefcy, the creator on Tumblr, and she always keeps you in the loop. There was an episode just about Ludo, lost in the wilderness.
Like post-castle blowing up?
Yeah.
Oh.
And just how he survives in the wilderness for, like, 90 days or something. There's, like, little title cards that say how many days it's been.
Okay. Oh, man. I can't believe I missed out on a Star. That's a good show.
There's, like, 3 or 4 of them.
Jeez. I am really dropping the ball on my cartoonage.
That's like, we're behind on Steven, so we're even. Even Steven.
God dang it. I knew you were going to say it. I knew it. The minute you said it, I was like, he's going to say it. You didn't let me down, but it still makes me want to throw stuff at you. Like, violently.
I can't resist the rhyme. An easy rhyme.
Yeah, that's floated it right over the plate. That's like, yeah.
That's a sports reference, right?
It is. It is a sports reference.
Sports ball.
Yep.
I need to play video ball. Tim Rogers' new game came out, video ball. It's a sport, a brand new video game sport. And it looks pretty good. It's all about the mechanics, which is good. Like, the graphics are literally circles and triangles.
Oh, okay, cool, cool.
But it's like a multiplayer sport thing.
Oh, awesome.
It's digital sports equipment. There's like an 18-minute commercial about it that's hilarious. But
oh, that's awesome.
I'll have to get a hold of it so I can talk about it on here because it looks really interesting.
Yeah. You know what? I have another thing I could talk about real quick. And it's a game, but it was like 90% watching. I sat through and played the story mode for Street Fighter V, Shadow Falls. It's about 3 hours, really more like 2 because the fights are super quick. But it is like the animated series. It's like super dumb and just the barest, thinnest plot of, you know, Shadaloo. They put these giant ball, like space stations up in the sky for reasons. It's like,
because they're an evil organization.
Well, it's because they detonate and cause an EMP, which will make everyone sad because none of their technology works, which will then fuel Bison.
They won't be able to play their Capcom video games.
There is a scene where Sean Matsuda from Third Strike is playing his Capcom-branded video game, and it says server error on it after the thing explodes. Yeah. They do...
And then he's like, it's okay because it didn't ship with all the content that they promised.
Exactly. Oh. That's exactly... Yeah, right. Yeah. They do a really good job highlighting the new characters. Like, the story is basically about Rashid and Fong. Like, 90% of the game is them. And it's interesting. Rashid is a character that I think Capcom has been trying to create, or Street Fighter has been trying to create since the Alpha series. He is a joke character that is actually functional. He is competent Dan. Like, story mode, he is goofy and making faces and doing, like, the overly Japanese, like, poses and stuff like that. And then you get into the fights, and he can actually put in the work, and it's very cool. You get a lot of... It's tied really heavily into the Third Strike storylines with... like Urien and Gil. Have you guys played it, Street Fighter Third Strike at all?
I have not played Third Strike.
Okay, so Third Strike is really good. Bison's not in it. Shadaloo's, they're not the bad guys. It's the Illuminati are the bad guys.
Just the literal Illuminati.
Just straight up the Illuminati, yeah. And this is like, it's almost like this is the precursor to that. And it's the weirdest thing. You play against a lot of non-playable NPC characters. Like, part of the thing, Bison... M. Bison's thing is he has a bunch of different camis that do, you know, different things. The dolls, basically. They're, and
Android puppet girls.
Pretty much, but they all have their own special kind of theme or whatever. And you play against like all 12 of them, and they're all named after each month. And you play against all 12 of them, and they all have like special animations. Like, one of them is the tech girl, and she, like, her special animation is she bashes you with a laptop like over the head a couple times. There is a point where you fight against just a cop, and his name is Peter, and he has two attacks, a slide kick, and he whips out his baton and tries to hit you with it. It takes three hits to knock over, and the fight's done in like 5 seconds, but it's in there.
It's cool that they actually put in the time to put non-playable characters in it.
Yeah, they really kind of put the time into it.
I mean, what fighting game does that? I can't think of any.
Yeah, even the Mortal Kombat story modes... they don't do that. It's just straight up you're playing against other characters. The story mode also had the first look at the last two DLC characters for this year, Jury and Urien, and they both look really good. They're broken. They're way overpowered. They haven't been fine-tuned yet, but they're in there. And the story is just dumb. It's just dumb.
Like paper thin.
Paper thin, and well, the game only has about 5 stages, so they had to keep looping back around to these 5 stages to fight on. It's kind of
they come up with reasons why they were going back to
yeah, yeah. There is they do a really good job making Zangief the like the hero character that he's always kind of supposed to have been. At one point, he breaks a girl's sword with the strength of his pec muscle.
Nice.
And at another point, he suplexes the evil out of a guy. All while screaming muscle power over and over. Yeah, it's kind of great. But
comrade, the power of wrestling compels you.
Kind of, yeah.
Throw all your aggression at me. I will take it with my muscle.
That is a literal line from the thing. Yeah, it's pretty great.
I always love Zangief.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It always bothered me that they made him a bad guy in the Wreck-It
movie.
Ralph.
And in the movie. Yeah. But, yeah, it's dumb, just dumb, stupid. But it's free if you have the game. It's a free download. So
because it should have been in the game from the beginning.
Yeah. And it makes me wonder if they're going to make more story modes for it. Because there are a lot of dangling threads, like the new one of the other new characters, Nicali, he was supposed to be like the main boss of this of the game if it had an arcade mode. He only shows up to get beat.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He only shows up to get beat down, and he's supposed to be like the ultimate evil or whatever.
Do they highlight anything new of that that other new character, the Brazilian chick?
Oh, Laura. Yeah. Well, she shows up a couple times.
Oh.
Yeah. That's about it.
Ah.
Yeah.
She has such a good design.
She sure does.
She sure does.
I didn't mean like that. God damn.
Actually, that design was so interesting that she was if Evo was over the weekend, the big fighting game tournament, and they actually ESPN2 was broadcasting the finals, and they actually had a hard rule that no Laura. Luckily, no one uses Laura in tournament play, but like her costumes and her alt costume especially were a little too much for TV, I guess. Yeah, that was a hard rule, is that no Laura. They actually, yeah.
Capcom's going to have to make an alt costume.
They're going to have to. So... Yeah, and I mean, her costume's not that bad.
No,
it's
not.
That's the thing.
But like... that was a thing, so.
ESPN must be pretty puritanical.
They must be. Well, definitely, they definitely couldn't do that alt costume, though.
It's just like a tiny bikini, isn't it?
Well, it's a lot of underboob. A lot of underboob.
Oh, yeah. Well, her other one has a lot of underboob, too. But
well, that's true. But
I guess I don't remember the costume. I guess I don't really remember it as much as well as I thought it did.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think we've been talking too much on this. So let's go to the break. And when we come back, we'll get in some news.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 127 South Sandusky Avenue in downtown Bucyrus, 419-562-0404, and online at subcultureoh.com.
All right, we're back. That was Street Rangers by Froggy Fresh featuring Moneymaker Mike, although you probably wouldn't have heard him. yeah. So why do we play that song?
Because there's Power Rangers news from the new movie.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a preview night for San Diego Comic-Con. Not a whole lot of news has come out at the time of our recording, but one of the things was they put out images of the Rangers in their helmets and actual physical props of the helmets and the morphers. Or the power coins is what they're calling
them. They're calling them power coins?
They're calling them power coins.
Why?
Here's the thing. They're not coins. They're like weird rocks with colors in the middle of them. I hate it.
Oh, it's bad.
I hate it. I hate it so much. The helmets, well, first off, the image that they showed of the Rangers in the helmets, it had the, without the mouths, the mouthpiece and the eye, like, visors. They're like slid back and up. So that's how they're going to get away with having the actors' faces on screen most of the movie, I have a feeling. We're going to see like the open helmet more than anything. It looks like Iron Man like when he takes the gold plate off of the red helmet.
Yeah, I was going to say, it reminds me of that or like in Doctor Who with the newer Doctor Who episodes, they had like the lizard people. Because like it had like these weird fin things that kind of came up when the helmets were up.
Yeah.
It's just ugly.
It's bad. It's really, really gross.
They look like dumb space knights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I guess I think that might be what they're trying to go for, maybe, I guess. But then they have physical props at San Diego Comic-Con and pictures have circulated and the texturing on the helmets look like, you know, when you go to a bowling alley and you're trying to pick out like your rented bowling ball and you see like the one that has like all the weird like kind of crystalline looking
like cloudy
yeah, color. It looks like it should be like swirls. a gel cloud inside the ball, but it's not.
Yeah, they look like that, and that's not good. That's really not good.
There's just more reasons for us to hate this movie.
Yeah. And then the morphers aren't the power coins aren't really coins. They are rocks with colors in the middle.
With a color rock on top of that rock.
It just people are going nuts over it. People love it. And I just got to keep in mind that this movie isn't for me. I got to. It's tough. Because I want it to be good.
I feel like that should just be the tagline on the poster.
It's not for
Saban's
you.
Saban's Power Rangers. This isn't for you.
comma Sam.
Yeah, you didn't use your line to describe the morphers, though, that you did when we were talking about it.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Line
no,
chat.
The morphers look like a cold booger on a paper plate.
They absolutely do. Like the shape and everything.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Stuff has come out of my sinuses that look like that.
Yeah, it's real bad. It's
like a little bit of dried blood.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst. It's just bad. And the other thing with the image of the Power Rangers, they're all kind of standing like single file but kind of turned so you can see all five of them. I don't want to sound like a perv, but at the very end in the back is Becky G, who's the Yellow Ranger, and the suit has made her bust look like she is just busting out of it. And
oh,
I have
God.
Seen Becky G the actress, and that is not the way that girl is built. It's real not great, especially because they're supposed to be teenagers.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
And that's not cool. That's not their suits either. They don't have boob plates.
Yeah. Like, well, these Power Rangers do. Yeah. These ones do.
Oh, great. They're Kira Knightling her.
Yeah.
Yeah. The most feminine that a Power Rangers costume gets is sometimes they have a little skirt.
And most of the time, that's only on a Pink Ranger.
Yeah. Like, the Power Rangers costumes are, like, supposed to be inspired by, like, motorcycle stuff.
That's,
like,
that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Motorcycle helmets, motorcycle suit. Like, it's what it's based on. But you don't get any of that here, that's for sure. And there was another picture of Rita.
Yeah.
What's her name? Elizabeth
Banks. Elizabeth Banks.
Banks as Rita. It just looked like a monster.
Yeah.
Holding somebody up against a wall. It's like, it's not interesting.
Well, she was holding Becky G up against the wall, yeah. And if you notice on her, now that we've seen what the morphers look like, or the power coins or whatever they're calling them, if you look at Rita's staff, right in the center is a gold one with a green dot in it. Because she's the Green Ranger. Or at least was at one point the Green Ranger.
This is going to be real bad.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. That is bad.
Yeah. That's not great. That's really not good.
The double D Ranger.
The gold tit Rangers.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just not.
Yeah.
I want it to be good. I'm hoping there's a good story behind it. There's not going to be, but I'm hoping there's going to be.
Is this Legendary Pictures?
It is.
Speaking of Legendary Pictures.
Oh, yeah.
They have secured the rights to a Pokemon movie.
Oh, boy.
But not just any Pokemon
movie. Is it Go? Is it about Go? No. Is it people just walking around staring at their phones for an hour?
No, it's a Detective Pikachu movie.
Yes!
Yeah, which, I mean, that's good. I mean, I think that'll work better as a movie than just a straight adaptation of the cartoon show. I mean,
I guess, but I don't know.
Danny DeVito voiced Detective Pikachu.
He already said no.
Yeah.
He also said, "What is a Pokemon?" And then he said no.
I don't know. That's kind of it's a weird choice.
We haven't even gotten that game yet. There's been no news about us even getting it. So.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm just glad they're not making a straight up Pokemon movie, because it'd be hot garbage.
It wouldn't be great.
Especially with Legendary Pictures. Yeah. I don't have any faith in them at all.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll probably give the Pokemon some boob plates and weird helmets.
Like, is it going to look dark like all their other stupid movies?
Oh,
like, because Pokemon is not dark
at
all.
A crazy murder mystery starring Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
I kind of want that.
Like Detective Conan, but with Pikachu.
Yeah.
I would actually.
It's elementary, my dear trainer.
Well, I hope he says that. That's good.
Yeah, that would actually be kind of
call me.
Yeah,
check.
That's a good line. Yeah.
Check in the mail.
But no, I guess I'm not as hype for live action Detective Pikachu.
Oh no, I'm not either.
I wouldn't be hyped for any live action Pokemon.
No.
I can't see them doing it right.
If
Japan was making it, then yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Because they would do it at least goofy enough to where it was close to the...
You see, that's the thing I'm worried about with Legendary Pictures. They can't make anything fun.
Yeah.
They can't make anything funny or goofy. It has to be super serious. And
Pokemon is so far from that.
It doesn't work. It really, really, really doesn't work. So...
Yeah, he's trying to catch Team Rocket, a team of serial murderers.
Yeah.
And Saw-esque, like, death traps.
And that's probably going to be part of it.
I mean, Detective Pikachu would almost work if you played it dark and straight, like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it would be so dark that it would be funny that it's this Pikachu solving these grisly murders.
Oh, gosh.
Also, when are we going to get that game? I want to play that game.
I kind of want to play that game, too. Yeah.
Get on it, Nintendo. What else are you putting out? Nothing?
Mobile games. It's all mobile games now.
Yeah. Hey, at least Pokemon Go is a game, unlike Miitenmo, which is...
A social app, kinda.
Marketing data collection service for Nintendo.
Kinda, yeah. Do you still do the Miitenmo?
I deleted it.
Oh, you did?
It's gone.
Yeah.
I pop on maybe once every long while.
I check it every once in a great... About once a week.
I needed space.
I don't even check it that often.
Yeah.
I needed space on my phone, and I'm like, you know what? This is dumb.
Well, speaking of Pokemon, we might as well just get it all out of the way now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, there's with Sun and Moon coming out, there's a bunch of new Pokemon that are being released, and some of them have some interesting designs. Do we want to?
Yeah,
let's get into this.
Okay, they recently released 6 new ones. Let's see. There is a
it's a based on a Wharf Roach.
Yeah, called Wimpod, and it's just a little wimpy guy.
Little wimpy roach man.
Yeah, he looks real worried about stuff all the time.
Yeah, he's a water bug type.
Yeah, he might be my spirit animal. He's just looking real worried about stuff all the time. But no, it's it looks like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
There is Mimikyu, which is a really interesting idea. It's a it's like a little ghost guy, but he's real shy and he wants everyone to like him, so he is hiding inside what used to be a Pikachu stuffed animal.
Yeah, it's really cute, and like the internet has really taken to
They've really
it's
taken
cute
to
cute in a creepy kind of way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it has like a drawn on like Pikachu face on this like sack looking thing. It's interesting. His tail is
literally a stick.
It's just a bent stick. Yeah.
He's a good one.
He's a good design.
He's a keeper.
Yeah. Let's see. There's Mudsdale, which is a giant horse that is also made of dirt. And it's great. He has dreads and a mohawk.
Yeah, his mohawk, it kind of makes him look like a centurion horse.
Yeah. And according to the game, it's like 9 feet tall. So it's like this giant
monster
horse. And it's kind of rad.
It's been a while since we've got another cool horse other than Ponyta.
Yeah.
Rapidash.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. We have Comfy, which is just a Hawaiian lei.
With a little guy on the top.
One of the flowers is a little guy.
Yeah. It's cute. It's really cute.
This is going to be the Klefki of this generation.
This is the one people are going to dump on because it's based on an object.
It's just a thing. Yeah.
Which I like. I don't know. It seems like the more people hate a Pokemon, the more it's one that I like.
I agree. I'm the same way.
And not because I'm being contrary. I just like the weird one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, why not?
Yeah.
Like,
go for it.
They say, hey, that one's just an ice cream. It's like, yeah, it's freaking ice cream. It's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But it's a nice nod to the fact that the area you're going to be traveling in is Hawaii, basically.
Basically Hawaii, yeah.
And there's always been object Pokemon if you want to go down that hole. I mean, there was one that was literally a Pokeball with a face on it.
Yeah,
Voltorb.
Yep. Let's see. There's the one that I hate the most.
Yeah, I don't like this guy.
His name is Beware, and it's
clever name.
It's just a bear.
Yeah, it's a black bear with a pink face. It's real clashy and weird looking.
With, like, very little, like, I mean, it's not super detailed like the other ones.
No, it doesn't. It looked like it fell out of another game into Pokemon.
Like, yeah, it looks like a mascot for, like, a stuffed animal or possibly a candy shop.
Yeah. It's the mascot for a prefecture in Japan.
Yeah, right. That's kind of it's just, I don't know. I just don't care for it.
It's not a good one.
It's a weak
kinda
design.
It kind of looks like it should be sitting like on a chair outside of a chocolate shop in a mall.
Yeah. Oh, like that, like the Rocky Mountain chocolate bear.
Oh, that
Polaris,
horrible that, bear.
That bear has just partied too hard. Partied too hardy.
Samantha hates that bear. You won't even walk near it.
I've looked online. No joke. I have looked on eBay trying to find one of those bears just to set up in here. Honestly. Yeah,
I always call him Diabetes Bear.
Yeah,
he looks sad.
That bear is just partied out. All right, and the last one is Bounsweet, which is just a cherry.
Yeah, he's just a little fruit guy.
Yeah, it's just a cherry.
He looks like there's another Pokemon that looks kind of like him.
Kinda.
I can't remember.
There are
what
a couple
called.
That kind of look like it, but
yeah.
I'm sure it'll turn into something neat. I don't know.
Or it won't. We'll see.
Or it'll just stay like that. Yeah, who knows? But
maybe when it evolves, it dies and you lose it. I don't know.
Wow. Wow. That's dark.
Yeah. I don't know. I just... for the most part, they're pretty cool, I guess. So.
We can go on from that to some more Nintendo news and talk about the mini
NES.
Let's
get it all out of the way now. Why not? Yeah, there's they're putting out a HDMI, an HD compatible like mini...
Little Nintendo. Yeah. It looks like a little old Nintendo that you can plug into your TV and it has 30 games on it.
Yeah, and that's really cool.
And you play it with a little, like a Nintendo controller. It's accurate.
And I've heard the little Nintendo controller is actually a Wii U classic.
Yeah, you can use it on the Wii U also.
Yeah.
For your virtual console games.
Yeah, so...
give you a smattering of some of the good ones that are on here. I mean, mm-hmm. it's got Castlevania, Dr. Mario, Final Fantasy. Like
that's crazy.
Yeah, they're getting third party games, and mm-hmm. like, where can you play the original Final Fantasy? Like, you can't.
Right.
Unless you're getting some doofy remake. Ghosts and Goblins, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, Mega Man 2. They were smart enough to just skip the first Mega Man entirely and give you the second one, which is arguably the best Mega Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Metroid, Punch-Out, Ninja Gaiden.
Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream, not...
yeah, not Mike Tyson. Not Mike Tyson. They don't do that anymore.
No.
Star Tropics, which is a classic that more people should play. Super C, so you got a Contra game in there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not the original Contra, that's weird. I like the original better. All three Marios.
Yeah,
all three
cool.
of the original Mario trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Tecmo Bowl, which is like that's one of the really best cool. football games ever.
Yeah.
And both Zeldas for the NES.
Yeah.
And for $60, you're getting all these games. It's
that's
a
actually
great
a really
deal.
Good deal.
30 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm going to get it, and I don't really need it.
Yeah.
Like, I could play all these games elsewhere if I really wanted to, but I'm still going to buy it. Just for the convenience and because the little NES looks really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a tiny NES that fits in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, that's really, really cool.
Tiny NES!
Oh, honestly, if I see it for cheap, I'll pick it up, but I'm waiting for the tiny Super Nintendo, even if they only put like 15 games on it because the size limit's a little bit bigger. Like, I want a little Super
I'll bet that's coming next. That'll be next Christmas.
Yeah, little Super that you can put Super Mario World, Metroid, like all the big hits. And like I said, even if they only put 15 games on it.
Even though they could totally do 30 for this,
they could totally do 30, yeah.
They better give me all the Donkey Kong countries, darn it.
That would be cool.
That would be really cool.
They better give you at least one.
Mm-hmm. The good one.
I don't know, that's like the hot trilogy for the Super Nintendo. Like, the original Nintendo has three Marios. The good trilogy on Super Nintendo is the three Donkey Kongs.
Yeah, they were really, really good. Yeah.
I'll bet you're not going to be able to find this at Christmas. It's going to fly off the shelves. It's going to be hard to get.
It's one of those where you're going to have to pre-order it,
now. It might be the hot item for Christmas.
It might.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Because it's like one of those things you'd find like on an end cap in a Walmart.
Yeah, and those usually go like crazy for whatever reason because they're garbage.
Yeah. Well, it's another one of those nostalgia things where hardcore game folks, you know, they're all looking for the brand new thing, but people who are maybe lapsed and haven't played games for a long time will go, I remember 90% of these, and this is
or you're
portable.
Just feeling really nostalgic.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times whenever people see the Sega one, or they're like, where's the Nintendo one? You'd be like, Nintendo doesn't do that.
Now they do. That's
and they did it good.
Mm-hmm. Now I hope that they really put in the work for the emulation for these games.
Yeah.
I hope it's like a 4:3
ratio.
Yeah.
You have a lot of options.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I hope you can, there's at least the option to turn on scan lines and so that it looks and feels like.
Like you're playing it on like a tube TV in the 80s.
Yeah. Because that's really the best way to play those games. So I hope they put in the work.
I bet they do. Yeah. Nintendo's not one to put out a half-hearted hard piece of hardware.
Yeah, true.
Might put out a crappy game, but they wouldn't put out hardware that was half-baked.
Right.
And what about the tiny N64?
That'd be cool too.
That'd be cool.
That's two Christmases from now. A lot of the N64 games are hard to get a hold of
anymore. Yeah.
Like the emulation form isn't great.
It's not.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't help the fact the library is super tiny.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stinkers in there too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
remember that? What was that one? Adventure Bug Racing or whatever?
Oh, Beetle Adventure Racing was fun.
Eh.
I like that game. Mario Kart, but they're all beetles.
Yeah, no, I remember a fighting game called Fighter's Destiny, and it was real bad.
I never played it, but I remember the box art. And
yeah,
it's really cheesy looking.
Yeah, and the box and the art on the box looks nothing like the game. It looks like a Virtual Fighter game, basically really polygonal. And one of the fighters was a clown for some reason.
Because why not?
Because the 90s, you had to have a clown just about in every game.
There was a clown in wrestling at the time.
That's true.
I forget what his name is.
Is it Donk the Clown?
Yeah, I think.
Bonk the Clown or something like that? Yeah.
Sweet Tooth.
Dingus.
Yeah. All right, well, hey, let's swing away from video games for a minute. So here's something we could talk about real quick. The solicitations for Marvel Comics post their current running event, whatever, has come out. And it looks pretty standard. There's a lot of Avengers. There's a lot of things that are matching up with the movies that they're putting out. You know, Squirrel Girl's going to be sticking around, which is good.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Did you see they're doing a those Bishoujo Marvel statues?
I
they're
saw
doing
one
of Squirrel
Girl. That's really good. Yeah,
it's really cute.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. If I were a statue guy, I'd probably heavily consider it and decide not to.
I'm not a statue guy either, and I'm heavily considering it.
Yeah. The one thing, anyway, the list, I have the list here, and the one thing that is surprisingly absent are X-Men titles. There are no X-Men books at all. Well, except for there's one, and it's called The Death of X. So Marvel has decided that because, and this is 100% because Fox owns the movie rights.
Yeah, this is completely a business-based decision.
Yeah, and it's not that the X-Men characters are disappearing, because I know there are at least a couple books that are going to feature
X-Men characters,
mutants and X-Men characters. But yeah, there are no X-Men or X-Men affiliated books being published as of this event. That's crazy.
That really
because seems. Because there's always been X-Men books. There's never been a time where there hasn't been X-Men books. Even back in the original run, when Stan Lee and Jack Kirby stopped writing X-Men, they did reprints. There's always been X-Men books running. And now there's not. And that's kind of sad.
Yeah, just because they don't want to advertise for movies that aren't theirs.
Yeah.
Yet they're doing Deadpool.
Well, you gotta have Deadpool.
Gotta have Deadpool.
He's the moneymaker.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just... And Deadpool is just barely X-Men anyway.
True.
He's really not. It doesn't feel right.
No, it.
Let's say even
it
when
feels
there were,
dirty.
Yeah.
Even when there was like only 100 mutants left on Earth, after like
they
that
still
whole,
put out at least 3 X-Men books.
Yeah, there was always a Wolverine book.
Mm-hmm. Wolverine's dead.
Yep. Well, now X-23 is Wolverine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of a hard pill to swallow. I mean, I'm not really feeling the loss of the Fantastic Four because I've never really been a huge Fantastic Four character. Kind of guy.
But again, they were the original.
They were Marvel's first family.
Yeah. And that kind of feels weird. Although, the characters are popping up in other places.
Yeah.
I think the Thing is part of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's been part of the Guardians for a while.
I think that's a good fit for him.
That's actually kind of a cool fit. And
him and Venom and Groot. And... Mm-hmm.
And the Human Torch has been bouncing around with the Inhumans, I believe.
I don't even remember when he came back to life, because
that was years ago.
Because I remember when he died.
Yeah, same here. Anyway, it's just weird not having the X-Men part of this lineup. It's just very weird. I don't know. I mean, we're getting a book called Uncanny Inhumans, so that's kind of taking the place.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's kind of a slap in the face.
Yeah,
a little
it
bit.
Is, that they would use the title like that.
Yeah.
Look, this is close to what you wanted.
Yeah.
Except no, and
it's
no
the Metroid Prime Federation Force of X-Men books.
It is.
You know
right.
what? That is a really good comparison.
Yeah.
Because they're space X-Men. Just yeah. not as good. But. And they still own the rights for the Inhumans, so...
Yeah, that's why they're using them.
It's lame.
Mm-hmm.
They should never let, to that degree, let businesses decide what stories they want to tell. It should always be what good stories they have to tell.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of a lofty, unrealistic, you know, thought, but still, like...
Yeah, but... And I mean, I don't read X-Men all that often. I don't. I don't know. It just feels weird that they're not. And it's not going to last for long. I guarantee that.
Oh, yeah,
that.
No, they'll be back in 6 months at the most.
Yeah. Well, what you're going to have is a bunch of shops that are going to say, well, no X-Men, then I'm not going to... I will order what we get, what our poll customers get, and then nothing else for X-Men. I mean, I know at least one shop that's going to do that. And it's kind of, it's a bummer. It's a bummer. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, the saturation of Avengers is kind of a bit much.
Just a bit.
I mean, I love how there's like 800 Avengers teams now and different books coming out.
The movies are supposed to make the comics better. They're supposed to, you know, increase...
Interest,
and you know they take that money and they put it back into the books and make them better. And
no, these days comics are the IP holders for the movies. That's all it is. They're a holding pattern for the movies.
They're little storyboards for films that the director, or not directors, but studios go and peruse the storyboards in the store and pick about what movies they're going to make.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I just, we can get off this topic. I don't have anything else to say about it. It's just a bummer, that's all. We can keep going with comic book movie stuff.
Yeah, a spoiler for Suicide Squad was apparently given away by a toy.
A toy at San Diego Comic-Con. Yeah, I guess there is an action figure that's going to be produced soon that features the Joker wearing Batman's costume. I don't know why that is a thing, but from what I understand, every action figure from this line is taken from a scene from the movie. So at one point
in the movie, the Joker is going to be dressed as Batman, or maybe you'll think someone's Batman, but it's the Joker.
Yeah, and it's definitely not like a badly painted Batman figure, because the face underneath is white and he has the weird metal teeth.
Stupid so, metal teeth.
Yeah. It makes me wonder a couple things. It makes me wonder why will the Joker be dressing up like Batman in this movie? It makes me wonder if Alec Baldwin
as Batman.
God, that would have been kind of great.
I know, I'd watch that.
A B B. Always be Batman.
No, it makes me wonder, you know, Ben Affleck is supposed to be in this. It makes me wonder, does the Joker kidnap Batman? Does the Joker steal Batman's costume off of Batman, or does he go to the cave and steal one from there? If that's the case, how does the Joker know that there is a bat cave somewhere?
Does the Joker just make a Batman costume?
No, it's a legit Batman costume. It's not like a patchwork together. At least that's what the toy shows, which makes me wonder.
Maybe this Joker is really good at cosplay.
That could be. It's making me come back to the idea. Maybe this Joker is a former Robin, because he'll know where the Bat Cave is and know who Bruce Wayne is.
It's a Jason Todd.
It's a
scenario.
Jason Todd scenario. Yeah, I've back
gotten
to it.
Plenty of those.
Yeah. So I'm still looking forward to Suicide Squad. It looks good. It looks like I'm glad they went back and reshot for more comedy. That
I go back and forth on it.
I'm just trying not to think about it. Just go in with okay expectations. Like, I hope it's not bad, but I'm not trying to think.
I'm going with open expectations. Yeah, I'm already predisposed to think it's a DC movie, so it's not going to be good.
You see, that's the thing. I'm the opposite of that. I'm going in thinking, okay, the only other thing I have to compare this to is Batman v Superman.
And it's got to be better
than that,
right?
It's got to be better. I mean, they would almost have to actively try to make this movie worse than Batman v Superman.
I agree.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So,
did you see that Ultimate Edition came out with like 30 minutes extra footage or whatever?
Yeah. It's the Ultimate R-rated version where Batman gets super violent and we find out that Batgirl is in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a thing. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot Oracle was supposed to be in that movie.
Yep. The darkest timeline.
I'm not watching that.
No.
I don't want a half hour more of that. I could have cut a half hour from that and it would have been better for it.
Yeah, I don't want to see Batman be Superman again.
No, I'm not.
Once was enough.
That. Yeah.
And I'm good.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me to sit through that again.
Well,
it's,
I mean, you could
long.
Pay me.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I have no shame, so you can pay me to watch it again, but it'd have to be significant.
I'll play Pokemon Go while I'm watching it.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, I'll do something else with Batman v Superman on.
On the background, yeah.
Yeah.
Cleaning the house, running the vacuum cleaner.
I'll look up at the new parts and be like, this is still bad. We don't need to bash on this movie anymore. We've destroyed it enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The horse is the deadest of horses.
Yeah.
It is, yep. So anyway, let's go ahead and get out of here. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us at facebook.com/nerdoverload website if you want to give us some likey likes.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet at us @nerd_overload. Also, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
Yep, and we are on iTunes and Stitcher and at WZMOFM.com on Saturdays at 10 a.m. and 9 p.m.
And also, you can tune in if you're in the listening area at 107.5 WZMO at those same times.
That's right. So, thanks again for listening, and until next week.
Pizza out.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.